With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
New Jersey has suffered its largest increase in COVID-19 deaths reported in any single day. For more on this, we go live to South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden, who joins me in studio. And David, we just heard that press conference, but there's a lot to really pull from that entire thing.
And not only that, Jay, but a lot of emotional news coming out of the state of New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy actually took a moment of silence in the beginning of this briefing today when he made the announcement that the death toll in New Jersey went up by 200 people. Now, that's not just the overnight, but also just the way they've been accumulating the numbers that they've been getting in. But the death toll now is at 846. There are well over 34,000 cases of COVID-19 scattered throughout the state of New Jersey. And so he wanted to basically get an idea out to people as to just how bad this death toll really is.
Nearly 100 more of our fellow New Jerseyans to COVID-19 than we did on the September 11th attacks. Please let that sink in for a moment. This pandemic is writing one of the greatest tragedies in our state's history. And just as we have committed to never forgetting those lost on 9/11, we must commit to never forgetting those we are losing to this pandemic.
Now, the South Jersey numbers, which we've been compiling on our own, just to give you an update on that, we now have 1,378 approximately positive cases within the seven South Jersey counties. The death toll is at least at 26. A couple of the other headlines coming out of the briefing here. The governor has talked to Vice President Mike Pence about PPE and, you know, face shields and things like that. And they're trying to get their act together in terms of getting more PPE. Hospital capacity, trying to get that taken care of as quickly as possible. Also on the issue of hoarding, I thought this was an interesting point. There was a bust up in Brooklyn of some people who were hoarding medical equipment, and Governor Murphy announcing that some of that PPE that was hoarded up in Brooklyn is going to be coming to North Jersey. Most notably, I think here it's like 70,000 or 75,000 of those really important face masks.
It's startling to hear all this. It's definitely startling to hear all this, and toward the tail end there, that bust that the feds made in Brooklyn earlier this week, that will be able to help out New Jersey. It's just kind of stunning that there are people who, and they are cracking down on that, on the hoarding of goods that are needed in a time like this.
And don't forget here, too, you know, the governor signed an executive order a couple of days ago giving state police the authority to basically commandeer stuff on their own as well if they find this kind of hoarding. While they haven't enforced that yet, you can bet
Oh, yeah.
The state police are looking into that. And if they find anything, they're going to grab it.